This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. When the Environment Report covers the spread of Lyme disease-carrying ticks, as it did this week, lots and lots of people pay attention. So I asked the host of the Environment Report, Rebecca Williams, to spend a couple of minutes with us to discuss the latest. It's tick time. What tick spreads Lyme disease?
So it's called the black-legged tick, and it is the tick in Michigan that can carry the bacteria that can transmit the disease.
So what does this thing look like? What should you check for?
So, well, this time of year, it's in the nymph stage, and it's really tiny. It's about the size of a poppy seed. So it can be hard to see. Later, of course, the adults are bigger. You can go on our website, michiganradio.org, and see a graphic from the CDC. And you'll look on that graphic, and you see that these ticks, even as adults, they're next to a dime. So we're talking small.
Really tiny. So where are we likely to pick up one of these ticks?
So the highest risk, according to the state health department, is along the western side of Michigan, but these ticks are on the move, and so they're expanding their range eastward. And so I've been told that really you need to keep your eyes open no matter where you are because they are moving east.
So anywhere along the coast, the west coast and east, they're moving that direction, so they could be maybe in Lansing or anywhere like that.
It's possible. It's possible. They are starting to find them farther east.
So what are we supposed to check on? I mean, what does it look like if we get a bite?
So the CDC says that about 70 to 80% of people will have a classic bullseye rash, this rash that's red and expands out in a circle. But not everybody gets that. And so you want to also pay attention for fever, body aches. Sometimes you can get facial paralysis. You can even have fatigue, headache, those kind of things. And if it's not treated, it can get a lot worse. You can have a wider range of symptoms. It can include things like severe joint pain, irregular heartbeat, spinal and brain inflammation. So it can get really serious.
Oh, Lyme disease sounds pretty scary. So this is something that I guess deer and other wildlife are carrying with them that's traveling that way. And these are mostly in shaded areas, like you said. So what do we do to avoid them? What can we do to keep them off us?
So the experts recommend using repellent. DEET is one of the things that CDC and the State Health Department talk about. You can also use other things. There are some natural alternatives listed on CDC's site as well. And so they recommend that, especially on your legs, because what the ticks do is they like to go up on the edge of vegetation, on the sides of trails, and they do something called questing. And they look for prey, so they're looking for things like deer and birds is what they normally ride on, but they'll also attach to us. And then they'll crawl up your legs and crawl up your clothing. And you want to make sure you do a tick check when you get back inside, look behind your ears and all those places where they might like to hide.
Take a shower and take a look.
Yep. That's right.
All right. That's Rebecca Williams with the Environment Report talking about the Lyme disease-carrying six-legged tick. Thanks.
You're welcome.